I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There have been some record-breaking temperatures lately, and Adam Murphy is now hot on the trail of why one place in particular stands out.
On August 16th, a weather station in Death Valley, California, recorded an air temperature of 54.5 degrees Celsius. If that's confirmed, it would be the hottest verified temperature ever recorded there. Or anywhere outside an oven, for that matter. But even normally, Death Valley is sort of in that range of temperatures, which is to say, far too hot for me. The summer months there average in the high 30s and early 40s. In 1972, the ground temperature there was measured to be 94 degrees C, just shy of when water boils. So you would need, say, the highest factor sunscreen you could find, and it's probably just safer to stay somewhere with air conditioning and ice cream. But why is Death Valley so hot so often? My first instinct would probably be to say that, well, it's a desert. And it is very deserty. Death Valley is surrounded by four mountain ranges. And as clouds go up these mountains, they get colder, which makes them release all their rain. So by the time they're over the mountain, all the rain is gone, leaving nothing for poor Death Valley. But there are cold deserts in places like Antarctica, so why the heat? Well, there are a few reasons. Death Valley is, well, aptly named. It's a valley. That means any warm air gets trapped there, continuously getting heated and reheated like an oven. And if that wasn't bad enough, warm air gets pulled in from other regions because Death Valley is only one part of the Mojave Desert. And maybe least surprisingly, the sun does play a role. The air there is clear and dry, there's not a lot of plants or trees to cover the ground, so the earth there absorbs heat really, really well, and a lot of the time, the sun is directly overhead. And climate change is only going to make these sort of spikes in temperature all the more common. So Death Valley is likely far from done when it comes to breaking records. Personally, I don't do well with heat. So I'm going to sit here in Cambridge and be thankful that when I'm complaining about how hot it is, it's only ever about 30 degrees, not 54.5.
Adam Murphy there on the record-breaking temperatures in Death Valley.